Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the desert of the real.
This is the world that you know. You've been living in a dream world. World as it was at the end of the 20th century.
Doubt,
living in a dream world,
disbelief.
This is the world as it exists today. This is the world that you know. You've been living in a dream world. World as it was at the end of the 20th century.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio 2012, and we're coming to you from Detroit, Michigan. And my name is Beverly.
And my name is Danielle.
And tonight we have some different things that we want to talk about. But first, we want to talk about, did you hear about this CNN personality? He was caught in Central Park at 3 o'clock in the morning with his friend, and he was arrested. He had some drugs on him, but he also had some, he had a rope tied around his penis, and he had some sex toys in his
boot. Whoa, who was it?
This is a guy, he works for CNN. He's one of those announcers or...
We don't have a name.
His name is Richard Quest, and I just remember seeing him the other day. He was on there talking, so, you know, he got arrested.
Okay, back it up and start over again. Okay, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, he was with his little, now the park closed at 1 o'clock. He said that he didn't know that the park closed.
Okay, we'll give him that, go ahead.
The officer said that it signs everywhere on the park saying close at 1 a.m. So what is he doing walking in the park at 3 o'clock in the morning anyway?
Was he by himself?
No, he was with his friend, his male friend.
Oh, so what they saying?
Well, they just took him to jail, and then when they searched him, he had some pills on him, and, you know, then they found out, I guess, you know, when you go to the station, I guess they had you to take your clothes when they do the search, and he had sex toys in his boots, and his penis was tied up.
Sounds like he's busted to me.
Right.
Was this on main media, or is this off the, as they say, off the, another?
It's media. Media is media. It's out there.
Right. Well, I'm saying, was it on?
I'm quite sure it wasn't on CNN.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Did it make, you know, right into the, you know, major homes and stuff like that, not?
Well, I don't know, because I try my best to kind of stay away from them. I go on the internet and do all my searching.
Oh, okay, then. So what I'm just saying is, now they got his name out there, and I'm going, that's what I'm saying. If they would go ahead and do a drug test on all of them, we wouldn't have a lot of problems. And the problems we have, all right, then we think about it, they get relaxed, and look at that. then you find out the dirt like this on them. Like, we really want to know that, Beverly.
Right, right. But, you know, because he is a public figure, he is on TV, and, you know, so they got it out there. They got his name. They even had his picture. So it was in one of the papers, but they got his picture in the paper. That's how I knew who it was, because I remember seeing him on CNN. I think yesterday I was looking at him on there.
Well, the bad part about it is that he got caught with drugs and stuff, and then he's like, his life is, you know, is out here now in public. And by being a, what is he, announcer or so, a radio show or something like that?
CNN, that's like a news channel.
Oh, okay.
You know, and he's one of those announcers on the news channel.
Oh, okay. So the part I see is the drugs and stuff, and then people didn't know his business. They know his business now.
Right.
3 o'clock, and then 3 o'clock in the morning in the park with toys all wrapped up. All I gotta say is,
that's what I say. Now, I mean, he doesn't. It's no secret that he's gay. I mean, that's a known fact. But I mean, we didn't have to know all his little.
Yeah, but I mean, it's cold. As I said, they could have said they caught him in the park. They arrested him. That's what I would have did. I said, caught him in the park. We arrested him. He had drugs on him, and bingo. But all that other SS, think about it. Whoever told that news, you got to think about it.
Well, you know, the police probably was laughing when they took him in and when they searched him and found him all tied up.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to be the cop that announced that. I've seen all that. See what I'm saying? So whoever announced that had to get excited. Because personally, I'd be like, whoa, go in there and look. I couldn't even repeat that.
But, you know, a lot of times at the stations, they have the news people hang around.
Why you change the clothes, huh?
The police.
I got you. Yeah, police that told it, okay. They had to be the only one to tell it.
So, and also, you know, I'm looking here, and there's a report here about 45 Republican pedophiles.
Oh, can I say that again? 45?
45 Republican pedophiles. They're calling them freaks. Now, for the people who might be trying to call in, my computer here is giving me a little problem.
Oh,
so,
mine's up. I'm sorry, Bill.
So it froze on me, so I don't know. So anyway, they got, I'm going to just give you a couple of names here. I'm not going through all of them, but here is a Republican legislator, Edison R. D. Rotto. I don't know if I'm saying his name right, but he was sentenced to 10 years in prison for raping his daughter between the age of 9 and 17. Then you got a Republican mayor. His name is Philip Giordano. Is serving a 37-year sentence in federal prison for sexually abusing 8 and 10-year-old girls. Then you got another Republican legislator, Peter Dibbles. He pleaded no contest to having inappropriate relationship with a 13-year-old girl. Then you got another Republican congressman, Dan Crane, had sex with a female minor that was working for him. You had another Republican congressman, what did he do? Oh, he had sex with a 16-year-old boy. I mean, it is 45, and here go another Republican Party leader, Paul Ingram. He pleaded guilty to 6 counts of raping his daughter. You got Republican politician Andrew Brew, who was charged with 2 counts of first-degree sodomy on a 13-year-old boy. So, I mean, what's wrong with everybody? Is it in the water? What's going on?
Oh, no, but see, they don't plaster that all over main media. That's what gets me. If it was on there, it was there for a moment. But think about all them horror stories you just put on. And these are the people that people sit around and vote for. And that's what I'm saying. Why they don't do a thorough background check? What would hide that in heaven? they get in. Then I understand a lot of them say, well, when they got caught, look at all the time they got. But think about it, where they're coming from. So that means still you do a swell background check before they even get there. They did a background check. And then I'm going, whoever around the house, around the kids and stuff and everything, what the hell was wrong with them? Somebody else had to know what he was doing, what they was doing too. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So bottom line, what we're saying is that look at the people next to you and go,
Yeah, but look at this one. I forgot this one. I got to tell you about this one. This one is a Republican committee chairman, Jeffrey Patty. He was arrested for distributing videotapes of a five-year-old girl being raped. Now, you got these people sitting up here in office, running different little things here, and they raping the kids. Say, what is... Go ahead.
No, I'm just tripping. I'm saying, I know they get them in all walks of life, but just letting you know how they don't flash it on these people in these high places, like psychiatrists. They wanted the one with the highest, suicide or death rate, something like that, and everything. But we go, people next go there to get solved, and then after so long, I just think about listening to somebody's problem 24 hours, 7 days a week. You're going to be nuts yourself. How in the hell you going to be an expert, except you're going to have to be a nut with control? You're going to lose it or die, the stress and stuff and everything. So what we're saying is, look at the next person next to you, as I said earlier, and go,
All right. But like you say, they need to do when these people run for office, they need to do, they need to do drug testing. Then they need to do these psychological tests on these people. Because it seems like the most diabolical people that they up there running everything.
Well, hold up. From what you're telling me, I need to go in for that stuff, and I'm way better than all this stuff you've been telling me. I'm like, wow, I thought they had a heavy background, and definitely drugs, and, the family and stuff like that, but then, what I'm saying? They didn't let anybody in office.
Yeah, and that's what it looked like they're doing. These people up here,
they're doing. Think about it. Them fools got 37 years, this and that. Somebody had to pick up on it. Then after so many of them, you said 45 of them, I'm like, don't they think they should look harder at them people now? Anybody in that office would get triple look. Just because they got so many of them coming. Society is already messed up, but damn, in our office, we like to think they think a little bit better than us, Dublin.
Yeah, but it don't look that way, do it? Because every week we're coming up with something that's going on with these politicians.
I'm telling you, they got me looking now. They got me looking like, I could come on over there and do this way better than y'all. I got feelings.
Right. These is the ones that they found out about, that they caught. What about the ones that they haven't caught?
Yes.
if it was this many they found out about it, and it's no telling how many it is that's around there. To me, I think that's the thing, because it seems like
that's the thing.
Yes, what's
the thing? What's the thing?
The sexual stuff and... last week we talked about Cheney, and he got on TV and joked about it, it's like it's a man thing, and now I'm reading.
Hold on, I think it's different. See, now me personally, I'm married, and I'm going, my hands is full, and I'm just saying, come on, all of us, there's some good ones out there, all right? We might be tough and rugged, all right, then in a little bit, distant, but come on, all of us ain't like that stuff like that. To me, the world really will be messed up, and I'll be having them be hit it, all right? They be hit it both ways, lower and top, okay? They tell they mess with a child, cut them off, cut their hands off, cut their tongues off, and then let them live in prison for about 3 years, and then drop them, All right, Jensen, he might not like me, Pebble.
Well, you know, they said that they trying to pass a law.
Let it be their name. All right,
right.
Look at all them Catholics. That Pope came over here, and everybody's like, oh, let me think about it. 6 days. I'm sorry, red shoes. You have to excuse me. I went to Catholic school. Then look at the horror. If that was me raping kids, I'd be still in jail. They done paid off money and beat the case. Oops, telling it like it is. They beating the case and stuff. And first, I wasn't going to say anything about it. Then it spooked me the 6 day. He was here for 6 days? Yeah, he was worried about Wall Street. Tell me if I'm wrong. All right, then a lot of people, oh, he talking about the Pope. If he cared anything about y'all religion, he'd have been here when the rape first started. Hear me what I'm saying. When they first started raping kids, he should have brought his butt over here, whoever they had in office at the time. Don't tell he was busy. Like I said, if it was anyone else out there, and it had been told plenty of time before, they'd have been locked up. All right? They'd have been serving time. And then I'm going, at least today they had a court hearing or something about it. But look at it, because it's the Pope and his boys. They get a pass. All right, then, these kids are damn it. And a couple of them get on TV, Beverly, talking about, oh, I feel the good because the Pope was here. Well, where was the Pope at when they was poking you? And I'm going, I know it sounds foul, but, hey, to tell it like it's the truth. All right, then, smack you. It ain't good, don't feel good, and who the hell is we fooling? Because hell already know what it's doing. And I'm going, we letting it go like this. I mean, they sit there and praise this guy, and I'm like, where you was at when it was going down back in 2002. Hear me? And then I'm like, and then he walking around with red shoes on. I know over there in Detroit, walking around with red shoes on, two things going on. All right, then, ain't two you want to pick. I bet you there ain't nothing above two. But my point is this, he came over here, worried about Wall Street, the money, about 500 of them, and they could get away with rape. Well, y'all gave the doggone rape this idea, corporate. All right, they can look like they got a better deal. These fools got a whole little clique going, and they raping kids. All right,
yeah, well,
and then I'm going, they get a pass.
He's not the only one. He's not the only one. You got these Republican raping kids. There's 45 of them. You got the priests raping the kids. So,
they all belong to the same
society.
And then they want you to go, shh, shh, about what? Ask them kids if they got raped, that if they knew what they knew now, if they was big like they do now, if their kids killed them now, them kids are going to jail because of what them fools damaged them. You know what I'm saying? Some people, they was kids. They damaged good. Don't care what you said, they're going all they ain't going to trust nobody. And that's bad enough the way, look what we're doing to one another now. But priests is people you're supposed to trust. And they don't say, oh, I feel so much. But who the hell are you fooling? Let it be your baby. All right, then let it be your son. All right, then, and I'm going, then don't talk about it. I mean, what kind of control is that, Beverly?
Well, to me, I told you these people that's running everything, they into this satanic Satan, Lucifer worshiping. They into these rituals and everything. So part of the rituals is having sex. Sex is a big part of it. And it's this devious, kinky kind of sex. And evidently, it must have something to do with the children because they all messing with the children. Well, I can't say all, but I'm talking about the ones that's involved in this the Satan, Lucifer, occult kind of situation that they're into, Donnell.
Oh, okay, now. Hey, you know something I just found out, Beverly? You know me, I'm a little sick. I'm always in the Mother Earth and everything. And I know she's Mother Earth because everybody go back into the Earth. Okay, everything go back to the Earth. Everything's from the Earth. Something came from out of the sky. All right, but that still fell to the Earth. And I'm going, Mother Earth, she created food for us and everything. So I feel she created life. And I was like, who's the father? And then it came, it just sit there and said, I am. And guess who said I am?
The atmosphere.
Oh, you knew what I was going to say because you heard me talking to you about the air, the atmosphere. That's right. And I was like, the father know all. The mother says you can't hide nothing from us. The mother say us, and the father say, and I'm going, everywhere you go, whatever whisper you do, when you sleep, the atmosphere, I mean, air is there. And excuse me, but this my, you know, my personal feeling, because it hit me the other day. And I was telling Beverly, I said, the atmosphere is the father, and the planet is the earth. And I'm going, that's why they're trying to get us to work together. I mean, we all, they're children. Without the atmosphere, Mother Earth, we have no solid, and we have no air. And it has to be logic, intelligent, in the oxygen, because it doesn't develop us. So I'm just, this is just my theory, but, you know, I'm an old man, but I was like, I finally got a chance to put that father somewhere. And father is the atmosphere. And Mother Earth is what we, because they can always touch it. They hear every whisper. There's nothing they don't know. And he's like, well, he's crazy. The atmosphere is the father, and the planet is the mother. I know it wasn't part of the show, but I was excited one day. I was up there walking. I was talking.
When it hit you. Well, I mean, you know, that's something for a person to think about. Some people would grab it, and some people, yeah, it would fly over their head. So,
right. Well, I mean, I figured if the Catholics could go out there and do what they done did, and they could get a pass, then they could just hear my theory on some things. You know what I'm saying? I mean, my thing is everybody's welcome. Everybody's loved. Everybody's one. And that's keep it that way. Let's look out. We can make the whole ocean in the world. Everybody have a job, and that's their job, keeping the world. There's no way nobody shouldn't be working on the planet if we try to keep everything recyclable and natural. We know what to do. We just won't do it, brother.
Well, so to me, it sounds like these people that, this system that we in, the people that's in charge, it seems like they trying to be God. Because I was reading here that the Pentagon, they is working on a technology that can tap into your brain, and they have the ability to detect if you're thinking about a threat. Now, you haven't performed anything. All you're doing is thinking about doing a threat, and they can tap into your mind. And so, you know, so that sounds like they're trying to be like the atmosphere.
You passing it up?
Sound like to me. They like
Well, you remember they did that movie. They did a movie that was having people who were supposed to have, you know, extrasensory and put them in water, and then they could put a scream, and they were going around bouncing around, and people hearing and seeing crimes. You know what I'm saying? Not seeing people creating music, not seeing people growing flowers, but finding crime. So they had to find the most violent part of the mind to try to get into, and they showing pictures of crime going down, and then they go arrest the person before they even do it. So, yeah, what do you think?
They sure did make a movie. But a lot of the movies, I pay attention to a lot of the movies, because a lot of the movies, the producers and them, they know what they're doing. They ain't got hold to a lot of these files and things. So they're going to make movies out of them.
You keep talking about getting hold of part of them files. They living that life like Shaney out there hunting. I bet he ain't the only guy out there hunting, chasing them naked women. See what I'm saying? So when you said that and we did that show on that, and then I'm thinking about it. Think about it. Them people in Hollywood probably living that life, know that person. And that person say, you want a movie? Just don't put my name in it, and tell them the truth, and tell them concepts, ideas, and everything. So,
right.
I mean, you know, I seen a commercial the other day amazing me. They had a commercial when this guy just walked up, got into this thing, and it closed up across his face. His lower body, his legs was out. It bends, it stands up, and it was a jetpack with a wheelchair wiper on it. Cover up just his truck and his body with a windshield wiper. He hit a switch, had a little fan thing, took off, and flew and sit on top of a doggone building, and they set it there like cars. And I was like, I don't understand how they're going to work the space thing, you know, the sky direction, how people will go and drive, but they have some kind of way to work it. I go, they got all that technology now, doubly, and they got us out here with this carbon dioxide, and they got stuff now that they can make the people, you know, they'll hold 1,000 pounds and fly around town. I mean, I know a lot of people up in the air are going to be having car trouble and falling, but they got the technology now to stop a lot of this stuff to save people's life. Beverly?
Right. But see, and they're using the technology, they're experimenting it on the soldiers. And so, you know, where do you draw the line? When is you tapping into somebody's legal rights? You know, how you going to arrest somebody because they thinking about committing a crime and they haven't committed the crime yet? And again, and also, why are we having the highest suicide among our American soldiers than any war we had? The suicide rate is at an all-time high now. And I was reading, you know how they was telling us that the casualty is like 4,000 American soldiers have died. The number is more like 15,000 have died. And also they're saying that we have the highest number of mentally ill soldiers. So what is they doing? I mean, what is going on?
You want me to tell you? You want me to tell you? I know.
Tell me what's
about
going
three
on.
Of, I know about three of them came back, and they figured they was over there dying for the country, got shot. Two of them got shot. One got turned out on drugs because they got turned out after they got back home here in Detroit. And they figured since they did their time over there, and they come back home. Well, the wife done left them. One of the kids done died. They done lost their house. They can't find a job. They walk around and trying to do something for the Army. The Army can't help them. People like, oh, man, you was over there killing them babies and stuff, raping them. So people like, they don't want to be bothered with them. Everybody out here scuffling. And they done figured, hey, I done went and did all this and come back. And they get caught up in the rat race over here because of what's going on over there. So they're getting a double whammy. There ain't no love for them. So what you think? Plus, if they different in colors, even the white boy's catching it. All right, then I know a white boy sitting up there crying. And so I'm going to have a white boy crying. You have to excuse me. The blacks and everything else is dying and crying. All right, then. And I'm going, it's just that sad here in Michigan. So I think everywhere else there's a wrinkle because you figure, okay, yeah, they're helping them out with mortgages and stuff. They pick and choose. Some of them didn't have mortgages. All right, then. Some girlfriends left them, so that's another heartache. It's just a sad story, but it's the truth. And I'm going, that's how that suicide thing is so high, because it ain't like they're coming back and get all them jobs. Some of them messed up mentally, all right, then, from what they done seen, what they done and stuff. And then some of them just seen people die that shouldn't have died, that they feel like they should have died. And then they come back, and like, all this is over oil, and they realize it's a game. And that's the sad part about it, because really, if they wanted to stop the war, they don't have to have enough technology. Not one man had to get killed. All right,
but I mean, they went through that in the Vietnam War. But they didn't have this high rate of these soldiers committing suicide. They didn't have that high rate of suicide. They didn't have that high rate of mentally ill either. A lot of the soldiers are coming back mentally ill. So it's something else that's going on that wasn't going on in the other wars.
Right, chemical warfare. They just, like I said, we just got what they feed us. It's sad. Like I said, have to be theirs. And some of them put masks in theirs in there. They wouldn't give up their position. Like I said, once you get that position, a lot of them have power. They forget about loyalty or what's good for the people. It's all about me, 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 me. And I'm not saying all of them. But it's just that the way this country's going, you can see what's going on. Look how we know how we treat each other. Now, how the hell are we going to treat somebody else better when we don't treat each other better and we living next door? You know what I'm saying? And I'm going, all of us is kin, really, living in here. Because once we walk out of this place, America, sure, we just like them just about everywhere we go. So if you say you're from Detroit.
Well, I think that is something else going on because they already talking about they got this machine that they zapping in their heads to see what they thinking about. So I just believe that it's something else that's going on with this war that haven't went on with other wars, because, I mean, all the other wars is about killing, so it can't be that they so dramatized.
The government doing something to them. You think the government?
Because I just told you that they said that they got this machine that can tap into their heads to see what they're thinking about, and that's what they're using it on their soldiers. Because the two people they experiment on is the soldiers and the prisoners.
Yeah, I know the prisoners.
Yeah, so there's too many of them. They're coming back here, and it's too many. They said one out of five service person they're killing themselves. You know, they're committing suicide. So that's too high of a number. So that's letting me know something else is going on. And also the Army and the Marines, they doubled the, you know how you waive when people were convicted of felonies, how you couldn't go into the military? So they changed that now. They doubled the waivers. They letting a lot of felonies in now. But in some states, the felonies can't vote, but they letting them go into service, Donnie.
Wow. Yeah, that's that prejudice. They can choose who to go there. I mean, I'm sorry, but damn. You know what I'm saying? I mean, a lot of them got caught in that propaganda, getting that doggone weekend warrior check. And when the government flipped the scripts on them, they were like, they didn't want this. So, like I said, because of the money and the hard times and stuff and everything, they got a lot of people caught between the hard, I mean, what they call the hard faith, you know, rock. They got them in a worse situation now. And a lot of them, when you didn't grow up with parents or you didn't grow up with no guiding or discipline and stuff, it's kind of hard to be crushed right into it and then, you know, you're used to making big decisions and the right decisions and make it through the decisions. So that's a lot of decisions, Debbie.
Right. So I'm just saying, it's just, you know, I don't like how they experiment on their own people. You know, that's what I don't like. And then they want to make, well, I mean, I guess I shouldn't be surprised because they've been doing it all the time because they want us to think that they've been using those little white rats to test their drugs and everything. And all along they've been using humans. They just won't tell us. So now with this new technology they're using on the humans, I think it's just getting a little bit too much for them by now.
Wow. So, hey, like we said, all that goes back to that mind control situation. And like I said, they're using the idiot box. They're using commercial. They're selling their goods. I mean, damn it, what food in this damn time will go buy a car if they don't own real estate or if they don't have anything in the stock market or if they can't, you know, or they got a bedroom to fix up. I mean, something personal gets them out of it, but it's people out here now, they're selling cars on TV. And so I can understand people buying motorcycles, save more on gas. But they buying these doggone, selling these Cadillacs, these trucks and shit. And I'd be like, oh, I said, must be a lot of people doing good because people be riding all over the place with these Cadillacs, leasing or even leasing to me. I'm like, ride that bike, ride that motorcycle, get that little bitty car. Or if you got something, make sure you're making money with it. But other than that, do something smart and everything. So they got us programmed, trained. To go where they, you know, to live like the Joneses, as they say, and that we forgot the survival mode. That was back in the 60s and the early 70s, doesn't
it? Yeah, well, I think that we're getting ready to get that way because gasoline is $4 or $5 a gallon. So the people going to be forced to ride that bike and that motorcycle, you know, the way that we're going. So, it's just sad.
No, well, they already got they're smart. I told you 27th century technology. Europe is already there. They're just forcing us to do it in New York. They always, back when Hang'em High, back in the 60s, 69, Europe always had them little cars and motorcycles. They already put the pressure on them a long time ago, so they know the route. They're seeing how tough we are before they can push us the same route. They gonna make gas stay or buy gas, and I'm like, they got ways for we don't have to even buy no more gas, but they still gonna be like, oh, we gonna give you 45 miles to get a gallon. Why don't you let us figure out a way to make our own transportation? Go ahead, put the pressure on us. Run that dog on junk up to $7-$8. All right, don't give us no deals. Don't take the deals, people. Go strictly away from gas. I bet you some of the politicians go, God, get them off there. But I'm going to go strictly away from this gasoline and find another motor. I'm going to get a doggone electric engine. They had one on TV, Beverly, and my wife found one for $28-something. Me and my boy's going to experiment and see if we put it in a car for our stuff. All right, Dan, because they say it's easy to do. And I'm like, if it's working, I can plug it up. And it's $1.50 a doggone day. I'm going to tell everybody. I'm going to brag. I'm going to get on the radio and brag every day. It's working. I don't have to buy no gas today. And my electric bill wasn't but $1.50. I mean, $1.50. $2, I'd be better than that gas, Beverly.
Yeah, well, that's what we're forced to. We're forced to use our creativity, and that's where we're going. But they're trying to dummy us down. They really don't. They want to control. But I just feel like some of us is really getting our conscious level up to a higher level, and that's where we're going to tap into that power that's in us, that's not up in the sky, but the power that's in us. They're going to force us to tap into it and to start using our creative ability that's here, Donnell.
Well, if I was like them, to me it seemed like that whoever they is, that's running this and got the money and stuff and everything, that they don't have much belief in whoever made it all about the Lord, Allah, or whatever. They don't believe in that because they think that, you know, in their lifetime, they haven't seen nothing that remarkable. Maybe this they thinking is we as morons because they've been doing it to us since in the last 100 years. Man grew so doggone fast and that he don't look back and go, whoa, look at this. We got so much technology. They still doing that stuff in the 50s and whoa, believe in that. Okay, it's like jumping in a time machine. And they got so much technology, they slow it down. Like I said, we didn't get the caller ID to 1985. They created that thing in 1939. You know how many people that got busted and went to jail back in the doggone 30s, 40s, 50s and stuff, and they knew where they was at, where the number was at, and them fools figure out, how did they know? Didn't they give us this now? Imagine what they have now. All right, then, they probably know your sense, how many veins in you. My point is that the way you beat it, Beverly, is it's positive, strong people. They want the people. They think we morons. Like for them to do what they do, we have to be morons. And that's getting their way. They talk about all you want, but it ain't like, y'all going to give up and do anything. Y'all don't know what to do because we morons. But the ones who's smart enough to get the hell to figure out a way to work out of the system and get paid, then they like, all right, then you made it. I don't care if you hit the lotto. You lucky, but you got out of there. And then once you get out of there, they'll tell you how to stay on top and make money if you ain't nasty and got no messed up habit. And,
so how you get out of it? A lot of people stuck. They like walking around in a maze. They don't know how to get out.
Well, that's just it, though. You have to wake up. You got to know what you want, what you need to do to get it. Keep yourself intact, morals, loved ones, and make sure you're doing it for the right thing. And then go for it. Don't hurt nobody. I mean, just, you know, whatever it may be.
But, you know, I see a lot of people walking around like that. It's a lot of people that call themselves Christians, whatever. But a lot of them walking around, and they doing exactly what you say, live right, do the right thing. But they scuffling. I mean, they caught up in the system.
Right, well, that's the system. That's the system. See, you got to live, but at the same time, you should dream. And if you dream, then you should have things that you want. But a lot of them don't have no dreams. A lot of them don't know what love is, Beverly. A lot of them don't know what it is to have somebody to love them. At least talking about mother and father. And a lot of them been abused. And I'm going, a lot of them messed up because they're like, what did I do to deserve it? They haven't did nothing. Society is greedy. Society is messed up. Society is blind. Society is prejudiced. And society is cold. And people are getting caught up. And them going, and there are a lot of bad people out there, but some people they make bad. Some people they treat so bad, they're honest and nice they are, they just run all over. And they don't even say they stop. And that's how twisted our society is. Beverly?
So I know what the problem is. And a lot of people, like I say, got caught up in this maze. They trying to figure their way out of the maze. And they like, you know, show us, tell us, help us get out this maze here. What do we do? It's like they've been pressure on them, so it's like they're being attacked from everywhere, you know, the gas, the foreclosures, the jobs. I mean, it's just like everything is being thrown at them, you know. And then they turn around, they don't have faith in the government anymore because they're looking at the government as the Wizard of Oz, you know. It's all a lie. They doing everything. So, I mean, people, it's just like, what do? We lost. We don't know what to do. Donnell?
Thank you. I went to one of my reunions and on the West Coast, and it kind of freaked me out because I'm sorry, Detroiters. I'm talking for the people in Detroit and Michigan need to hear this. This same thing that's going on in Michigan right now, I predicted, remember, W 25 years ago. And I told them, 23, something like that years ago, that this was coming. And I thought it would happen within 5 to 10 years if I got back, but it didn't. But it happened years later, okay, then 20-something years later, and that's now. And I'm going, the same thing happened in California in 1978, 79, all up. And I saw it. The same house, people in Michigan, that I saw are here on Olympic off of Oxford Street, I believe, or one of the street, Olympic, out there in California. A house was $40,000, and it looked like a barn. I went out there, and not too long ago, and the place, same place, was like $800,000, almost $1 million, and it still looked like a barn. All right, then, and that's the same thing, people in Michigan, going to happen here. A lot of y'all haven't left Michigan, so y'all don't know this, but if you go out to Chicago and everywhere, they rent and everything higher. New York, everything higher. We've been living like kings here. Now you're going to get a chance to see how the rest of America is going to live under pressure, and then they're going to go anywhere else where they didn't have a low rent. Here you can get a whole house, all right, then rent it out for $300 up to a couple of years ago. And some people are like, what?
So what do they do? What do they do? I mean, what do they do?
What do you mean? They have to pay attention to society. Even the mayor told them, don't leave. You ain't going to be able to get back in. And it's horrible, but they ran the people out of Florida like that. The moment people had to go out of retirement, they raised their taxes high. The horrible about that is your taxes go high, your house is paid off, but your house will be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, according to what area you're in. But once you sell that house, you get that money, that's no money. Because if you don't spend that money on another house, all of it, then you ain't going to never have a house better than what you had just sold that you had back in the days and got a price on, and your kids. They ain't going to never find a house under $100,000.
But I'm saying, but the people here, a lot of their houses, they've been losing their stuff. You know,
That's what it's designed for. It's designed for them to lose it. It's sick. It's like sick in a napkin, and everything is not glued or snotted or taped on. Gonna get dropped off. This is that sad, but they tell you they don't want your houses. If they don't want your houses, then tell them, well, look, the county's bad. Instead of me paying $900, let me pay $300. They ain't going for that. See, because the government's gonna give them a break. The government gonna give them a break. The government's gonna stick their hands in their pocket now and say that $10,000 they used to tell you anything after then, the IRS gonna check. Now, if Joe got a little account with $400 or $500 in there and he ain't putting it on the IRS, the bank will know that. I mean, the bank got to let the government know. So the government, they're going to give them a break. And they're going to give them a break, guess on what, y'all? Them houses that y'all lost. So they can resell them houses for 3 times as much as you lost before. So they're going to get theirs back. And like I said, the young people in California, $100,000 house, that's the deal.
We know that. I'm looking for what do they do. I mean, they displaced the whole community over here where I'm at. This is a stable community. You couldn't even buy a house in this community because wasn't nobody moving. Now, it's this, you know, they came in, the people losing their house. So, I mean, what do they do? People lost. They don't know what to do.
Well, like I said, this happened back in California, so the same thing they got to do there is here. They got to work. Everybody can't get along. You got to get along with your mate because first thing happened when your mate and you get into it, it's going to take y'all 20 years to get back where you're. Not 5 years, not 3 years. It's going to take you 20 years. So every other big state went through this. Now they're doing it to Detroit. And boy, it went harder. I'm there. I seen that when it was nastier. All right, there was funky. Even the FBI had to go downtown because so many frauds on houses and stuff. So, you know, they're talking to Detroit. Once Detroit come through stuff and they see how we come out super again, then they go ahead and do it to the world. And I'm like, they just suck us up real good, Beverly. And the ones go hold on, if they can hold on and get the kids up, make them work, make them go to school, make them work and everything, but keep your houses, pay your taxes and stuff and that thing. It's like a catch-22. It could work for you if you keep the money into the houses. All right, then do most of the work and stuff and everything on your houses and stuff, and that's how you win. But other than that, if you don't have no hard-working men and women, and y'all don't work together and y'all going to argue, you're going to lose at the blink of an eye. And before you realize it, 20 years go by, and you say, I wish I didn't have that argument because both of y'all be in an apartment building paying somebody else rent.
So what you're saying is, every like you got some family, you got to get like it was back in the day when you had
right.
three families living in one household.
Oh, yes,
and
how it is in California.
Yeah, so that's what they have to do. You know, you people just sit there, and a lot of people sit there and don't tell other family members, and they losing their property. You know, you got to let people know what's going on.
You need help,
then
right?
Get some rumors. You know, if you don't have family members to move in with you, get somebody to get you some rumors, somebody that can room with you and help pay the bills. That's what you have to do. Don't just sit there to the last minute and panic and just, you know, that's what I see a lot of people doing, too. They just
right.
sit there until...
Well, a lot of people, like you said, what's the solution? Well, the solution is what I've seen in California and New York. They started letting other people, and the people, a lot of people in Michigan ain't going to like this, but people was renting out rooms. All right, there in my neighborhood, we have big houses and stuff, and people are renting out room in these mansions. And I'm going, people are renting out room all across the state. They've been doing it for college students, but now people are renting out room, charging $250, $300. Like I said, New York and California have been doing that. And that's what y'all going to have to do to keep them houses, the ones who don't have no family. You got to get people you trust and you know and say, hey, why live
that's
over there?
That's what I just said. That's what I
right.
just said.
Right. That's what
and,
they got to do.
Right. And before we get off, last time I looked on the news, they had the election. We just been hoodwinked. The okey-doke was just pulled on the people in Pennsylvania because at one show we had, we talked about those machines, those computerized voting machines, how they can cheat with them, and that's what they're doing in Philadelphia. That's what they did in Pennsylvania. They used the that's how come Hillary was so sure she was going to win, because they know they had those voting machines, Donnie.
Yeah, but I told you, I already predicted back in 1998 that she was going to be the first woman in the plane. I'm going so far. I'm like some people said, how did she get ahead? And I was like, it's obvious. I mean, if it goes like propaganda, I don't see what the big deal is. They call them seven times the Clintons. They call them seven time winners. All right, then, and I'm going to cool with the Bush. And then this book, you just sit there and read about this young woman talking about Hillary going down on her. If they had stuff like that on Obama, they'd have had it all over the doggone news. We talking about it, and ain't nobody brought that up on the news. But we talked about what's his name out there shooting and chasing naked women. Then a week later, that was on the news. And then they made a joke about it. But nobody ain't brought up about Hillary sexually raped that woman. She got wrote a book out and stuff. It's like, duh, 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 duh. Like, ain't nothing happened. But the bomber, boy, that would have been on every page. They'd have been talking about that stuff. But then I could be wrong, Beverly.
Yeah, look at all the people that came up dead with the Clintons before. That came up dead while he was in the office. So you don't hear nothing about that either. And just like in Philadelphia, the way they got that system set up, once they go pick up them ballots, I mean, the person, the individual, the people that go get the ballots, I mean, there's no check and balance there. People riding around with the ballots in their trunk or their car. I mean, when they take it from the voting place and take it to where they do the ballots at, I mean, it's a lot could be dead in between there. And those machines, it's the machines that's already been proven that they could be hacked into. So we know that's what they did tonight. They hacked into those machines by now.
Yeah, well, like a guy I heard say earlier on the news, and he was right on the money. It was my words exactly, but he had said it earlier, and it was so true. And he was like, they go to the Clintons. All right, what is he talking about? Like, she's like, you know, Bill Clinton won the presidency. It's like a police who go out there and get shot. His wife could cry about it and go to the funeral, but she didn't get shot. And I'm going, she was at home. He was his wife. He was the one supposed to be in office. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going, they turn like, she's like, oh, I knew what everything was going on. Some of that stuff must have been top secret. But she just sit there and made it act like, oh, I know everything and stuff and everything. So, I mean, I may not be knowing what I'm talking about, but I'm going, how did that, when he won, if I won a race, I know that's my wife and everything, but I won that race. All right, just like if she wins this race, she going in there with she got, not what he got. You know what I'm trying to say? But they didn't put them together like, oh, she was right there with him and she did this and that. She was the first lady. He wasn't the first lady. She was the first lady. He was the president. She wasn't the president. She was married to the president. A lot of things he did, she wasn't even on it. A lot of decisions he did, she wasn't her decision. We don't know that, but it came out of his mouth. And I'm just saying, as to me, she don't have no much. She don't have just. She don't have more than the Obama. But they playing like she know more about the White House than he do because he ain't been in there doubly.
Yeah, but we just, to me, and I just feel bad for the people because the people got their hopes all built up, you know, and they know Obama should win. If it was a fair race, Obama would win the race. But they just, you know, they, and I can see the people that's running things sitting back just laughing at the public, talking about how stupid they is. You know, everybody just all into the election, and they already got it rigged. Because they got in New Jersey this on April the 15th, they subpoenaed them for their elections to get those voting machines because it already been a fact that it was they were tampered with. These the same machines. But my thing is, if I'm a politician and I know the machines had problems with them from the last election, how come Obama and them didn't demand and make a way that they changed those machines before the election even started, Donnell?
Because they buddies, they started off kissing and hugging, and they buddies, then they end up warring. Who the hell? They told you they think we done. But let's say they really are debating and stuff. I keep telling you, why it takes so long to do the running? They could do 3 months and do this junk up. It's going to take this whole year and all these millions of dollars to what? To fool us.
Right.
To tell us, I'm telling you, we need to sit there, and I'm telling y'all, we need to go get Tom, Frank, Andre, Sheila, and make them go down there and start running for this stuff, really pull kids out of the neighborhood and make them become president. Every year, have somebody, I mean, every four years, have a billion people up there, and I'm going, and knock this money thing off. Let's go for pure love and people we trust. And we know they're going to do good. And if they don't do good the first year, get them out of office and let's get another president. This four-year term, man, look at them. They keep that slow motion for us, Debbie. And I'm going, if they don't work out the first year, get rid of them. And then if they do good, we'll give them another year, Debbie.
Yeah, because, I mean, I could just see them. And they just up there, just bang to them, you know. And everybody has got their hearts into this. You know, the average person have their heart into this. But, you know, the people that's running stuff, they laugh. And they like, look at them, look at them. Because that's all this is. It's a game. And it was this this TV network. I think it's the Internet Network. It's called Why Tuesday. They went to Philadelphia today, and they was asking all the politicians about the voting machine. You could see they was running. They was didn't want to talk about it. And the ones that did talk about it, you could see they was lying. I mean, so it's just so obvious the game that's being played down there. It's just obvious.
Hey, yeah, but see, that's just what we get. Because like you said, all this junk is propaganda. Now, the way it's set, she's supposed to win, all right? Then I could be wrong. But the way it was set 10 years ago, and from my knowledge and recognition, is that she's supposed to win. And all I'm just saying is we need to cooperate, educate, and learn the laws and turn it on them, because we ain't using the laws and we ain't educated. And we was educated the way we supposed to be. I'm talking about, don't get me wrong, we got us program engineer, nothing against engineer. I got a lot of idiot buddies who's engineers. But the thing is, doctors and stuff, I got a lot of crazy buddies as doctors. But we need to learn this law. All right, this is what we get caught up in. There's law and they rules. And we need to make that First Amendment. All kids start school at 3 years old, and they need to learn that law by the time they're 9. Then they need to know all about corporations and stuff by they 12. And then they will stop all this BS. Because, see, then if we know the law and keep up with the codes and all that stuff, they can't, see what I'm saying, we be right along with they butt, Beverly.
But then what they do is they still be playing with you, because as soon as you learn everything, as soon as you learn the rules and regulation, they change them. You know, and then, you know, so it's like a game. You know, as soon as you get to the finish line, they move the finish line back, you know. So what do you do? You know, you unlearned, you're like, okay, I know how the game is played. I can play this game with them. And then they go in there and throw a new law in there or take a law out, you know.
Well, you do like this guy we got here, called to my call, Sam. You kick off and you get the kids, the wife, and your old buddies, you know, his whole family in there. All right, then you got the kids. You got all of them. You got two boys and his daughter in there, and he in there. And I'm going to call Sam. And I'm going, and he advertised all those kids. I'm going, keeping up with the law and keeping his family sharp. You got to keep, like you said, you got to go back to the old days, Beverly. Family got to get back closer. Y'all got to plot and work together, Beverly.
So what you're saying is when they change the law, then you got to be smart enough and clever enough to outthink them, so you can find a loophole how to get around it or get through that law. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I break it all the way down. You got them sons and daughters out there who know how to sell drugs or steal cars and stuff. Switch that to books and let them know the bigger pimps, the bigger gangsters is up in the Senate and in the damn White House. All right, then, and I'm going to everybody know that. If I'd have knew what I knew, Beverly, I'd have read my book a little bit tighter. I would have been hanging out with the real boys. And the way I think about it, I'm on my way there. I thought the streets was something, and, you know, I went to college, but I thought the streets was something. I picked the wrong spot. I need to be out there in that Senate. I need to be up in that, I need to be all in Congress. I need to be at the White House.
those the real American gangsters. That's where they add up in there, because that stuff that the people think they doing out in the streets is nothing compared to what the real gangsters.
I mean, think about it. They raping, they killing. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And all this, you know, they chasing women. I'm like, shoot, don't sound like, hey, sound like the people I know out in the streets. So I was like, we in the wrong business. We need to be going towards the White House. And I'm telling you, you got them kids out there who think they dumb, and they ain't dumb. Tell them what's up in the White House now. Tell them they got hoes, they got gangsters, and I'm going, and they brag about it, and then they think we stupid. So I'm like, hey, y'all, focus on them. They made us this way. Focus on them. Do your homework. The time is almost up, Beverly.
Yeah, but look at the Pope. I just want to say that part. Look when he came here, how they was kissing that hand or kissing that ring. He was the real godfather, you know. So that's what it just proved, like we said, the gangsters is up there in high places.
Well, educate, be in love, get together with your family, and you think you're tough, hang out with the big boys, okay? Now, trust me, they not tough as us. They think we stupid. Educate yourself and guide your kids towards that White House, that attorney, and whatever you need to keep up with the law, Beverly.
Yeah, you're right. Educate and wake up, because so many people going to fall for the okey-doke that went on today in Philadelphia. It was the pure hoodwink. The three-card Molly was played today in Pennsylvania. So we down to our last minute, Donnell. 56 seconds.
Okay, the next time, I want everybody to take time to have a peaceful and beautiful evening. Good night.
Good night.
Wake up.
the desert. Welcome. Welcome to the desert of the real.
Radio.